Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, on this very special edition of our program as we celebrate the 97th PGA Championship and provide some bold predictions tonight on what we could see and some of the players we are keeping a close watch on. Everything you need to know about Whistling Straits and the course. But tonight we're going to open up our show with everything you need to know about the New York Jets and quarterback Geno Smith. He is out 6 to 10 weeks, if you haven't heard, with that sucker punch over a $600 dispute and altercation in the New York Jets locker room that, of course, ended with quarterback Geno Smith suffering the broken jaw. Christian Dyer, who covers the New York Jets for the Metro New York newspaper, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. What was your reaction to Geno Smith having his jaw broken by a teammate, former teammate, I should say?
Well, happy weekend, first and foremost.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you for having me on again.
Yes.
It has been too long. It was one of those things where I think everyone just kind of walked into the Jets facility on a Tuesday morning and thought that, well, this is going to be a nice, sleepy little day. Final day of training camp before their first preseason game.
Right.
All the big narratives have been written. Everything's kind of, going to be settled. And then one of the people from the Jets PR, their media relations team, comes down and says, Coach Todd Bowles wants to talk with everybody. It's a little unusual because usually Coach Bowles speaks with us after a practice, kind of give injury updates, depth chart, those types of things. And people kind of joked and said, Coach, do we need our recorders for this one? Or is this just background, off the record, whatever it might be? And he looked at us and said, oh, no, you're going to want your recorders for this one. And then he laid out this scenario where I.K. Inampali, a second-year linebacker, he was definitely going to make the 53-man roster. He had one of the most impressive training camps of anyone on either side of the ball, comes up in cold cocks, sucker punches the team's starting quarterback, and does such a tremendous job in terms of force that Geno Smith's going to require jaw surgery. His jawbone is broken in two places, and he's out 6 to 10 weeks with this surgery. So, a Jets season that already had gone through a couple hiccups earlier in the off season with the arrest of Sheldon Richardson, his suspension, kind of still recovering from the whole fallout from Rex Ryan last year and everything else, all of a sudden is a little bit derailed with news that their starting quarterback may not be ready till midseason.
Of course, the Jets, I think, with a promising offseason, obviously you were talking about some of the things that had happened, but, that quickly dissolves with Geno Smith now being out. I mean, obviously, this was so childish how this all came about. I know this is Friday night. I mean, what's the latest that you can tell us about the incident and how they have moved forward?
Well, to me, this is very much an indictment on Geno Smith. Here he is, a third-year quarterback in the NFL. He has some 30-odd starts over his first two full seasons. He's in the largest media market in the world. And earlier, right at the start of training camp, he was talking about wanting to be a leader, wanting to be one of the guys who steps up and has a voice in this locker room. Well, it's a memo to Geno Smith now, and it comes a little too late. But if you want to be a leader on this team, if you want to be considered one of the guys who has the ears of all the 52 other teammates in your locker room, you have to step up and start to act that way. It's not enough just to have lip service. And over $600 owed to a teammate, it's a piddly sum by an NFL player salary. It's I.K. Inampali. It's what he makes in 2.5 hours a day, 2.5 hours, the $600 that he is owed by Geno Smith. So we're not talking about a tremendous amount from his salary. But what we are talking about is Geno Smith needing to step up, Elissa, do the right thing, be a leader. And that means paying off your debts in a timely fashion. That means taking responsibility for not being able to attend a charity event. You know what? You have to do it. And his inability to do so is sending a message to the locker room that he's entitled, he goes to the beat of his own drummer, and that he's not ready to be the leader he claims he wants to be.
Christian Dyer covers the New York Jets for the Metro New York newspaper. He's a sports columnist. He's part of our family, a contributor with Yahoo Sports NFL coverage. And I have to ask you this. I mean, were there any signs or indication that there was strife between the two that could have precipitated this incident?
Well, training camp can oftentimes be a very difficult spot with which to gauge all of that. Tempers are already a little high. You're tired of hitting and going up against the same people day in and day out. So players tend to be a little testy. We're also not allowed in the locker room during training camp like we are during the regular season. So you don't see quite as much of the player interaction as you might have, during the regular season. But I.K. Inampali is somebody who had a little bit of a track record of this. If you remember back in college, he punched out a plainclothes police officer. Try saying that three times quickly.
Wow.
And that saw his draft stock drop considerably 2 years ago. So he does have a history of anger management issues. Geno Smith, like I alluded to, has a sense of entitlement. That's very evident when you parse any one of his press conferences. Geno Smith goes out, loses a game, throws for three interceptions. His response is, we need to get better. There's no sense of personal responsibility. There's a sense of personal entitlement, but not personal responsibility. So these two dynamics clashing, someone who's very selfish and someone with a history of anger issues, made for a volatile situation, and one, quite frankly, Alyssa, I think was bred by Rex Ryan last year with a loosey-goosey locker room.
Do you think the Jets, they're just not dialed into what is going on in the locker room? They need to take better control, Christian?
Well, I think this is the culture from the past 6 years. And keep in mind, Rex Ryan is the ultimate player's coach. We're already seeing that in Buffalo, where he signed IK Ian Impali to a contract, thinking that he can make anyone into an NFL player. He can win with anybody, even with your past history. Well, some guys are just bad apples. The reason why Rex Ryan is not returning to New York for a seventh season with the New York Jets is in large part due to the fact that he was too loose. He let the inmates run the asylum. Enter in now Todd Bowles, a former player, won a Super Bowl. Accountability is one of the key words that he's been throwing around this locker room. The Jets finally have someone who's going to run the ship tighter. The players are responding to it. They're big on the whole accountability idea. They thought Rex wasn't strong enough on it. And there's a disciplinarian force.
Well, head coach Todd Bowles, I mean, his reaction to Geno Smith's injury, I mean, he said, and I quote, it's something we will not tolerate. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for Todd as a head coach?
And you know what? Not only did he say we're not going to tolerate it, he didn't make excuses for Geno Smith. He cut IK, the player who threw the punch, and in terms of Geno Smith, he didn't, pitter-patter around it. He said Geno Smith's actions were unacceptable. He should have handled things better. In the past, Geno Smith was treated by Rex Ryan with kid gloves. So to answer your question, Bowles is sending a message to the locker room. If you don't do things the right way, there are consequences. For IK and Impali, who threw the first punch, it means getting kicked off of the team. For Geno Smith, it means he may not get his starting quarterback job back. He is going to have to go in there and win it from Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, the accountability factor is a big thing, but setting the mindset here for a locker room where the players ran things for 6 years, that's going to be a real big challenge for Todd Bowles. But right now, Alyssa, I have to say, he's off to a strong start. He struck all the right chords now through this latest incident.
You know, I have to wonder, too, what is the future for Geno Smith? Obviously, he's got to get healthy. He really suffers long-term. I mean, do you think that he will be, perhaps, I say long-term, will he be that answer at the quarterback position, or does this shatter his chances?
Well, through, and pardon the pun with shatter, I guess, right, Alyssa?
Yeah,
this is somebody who, through 30 games of an NFL career, hasn't shown that he can consistently win games. The Jets have gotten by the past 2 years, 8-8 his rookie year, 4-12 last year, asking Geno Smith not to win games, but just don't lose us any games. And I don't think that's good enough to be a consistent NFL starting quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't perfect, but what he is a game manager. When you have a defense as good as this Jets defense is going to be, and you very wisely alluded to it before, that this was a good offseason for the Jets, in large part what they did on the defensive side of the ball, you need a game manager. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is better at that. His highs aren't going to be as high as Geno, but his lows aren't going to be as low. So I think they're in a scenario right now where if they can get some wins with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he may not be their long-term answer at quarterback, but it would show that Geno Smith's been holding them back.
I want to talk some more about Ryan Fitzpatrick, but what I understand is that Geno Smith, he was actually having a terrific training camp. I mean, he didn't throw his first interception until last Monday.
Well, Geno Smith has always looked good in shorts and without the pads on. His rookie year, everyone was raving about him. Then preseason games came along, and he faltered. He looked absolutely terrible. Last year, it was supposed to be, well, this guy's arrived. Preseason rolls around, he's okay. Regular season rolls around, he loses his starting job to Michael Vick, who wasn't given a chance to start. So, it's a scenario here where we've seen this from Geno Smith before. There's a little bit of a fallacy that he wasn't picked off. He had about three or four passes that could have very easily been intercepted but went through a cornerback's fingers. His progressions, he's still not good in that regard. When you look at the way that the types of throws that he's making, a lot of them were check downs. They weren't down the field. They wouldn't be open during a game. And he's holding onto the ball way too long. So there's still a lot of holes in Geno Smith's game. Does he look better in shorts playing touch football? Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt that from last year's training camp to this year's, he's improved. But with all that being said, I still don't see a starting quarterback in Geno Smith's future.